You stayed. You actually stayed. I came back. Of course I came back. Even if you hadn't been here, I was going to. I had to know. But seeing you here again, still here, it means more than I expected it would. I half thought you'd think I was crazy, or worse, that you'd forget I said anything at all. I've had to rewind days before. I've had to watch moments fade, be rewritten. But this, you sitting there with that look on your face, that's something real. And it hasn't changed, not this time. I almost didn't come back, though. This morning, when I opened my eyes, there was a moment when everything felt off. Like the current had shifted, and I panicked. The time stream, it doesn't like when people tamper with love, even if it's real, even if it's deserved. But I decided, if this timeline collapses because I loved you out loud, then so be it. Because I'm tired of being a ghost, a silent guardian in the margins of your life. I want to be part of it. Really part of it. I want you to know I'm here not because I was told to protect you, but because I choose to. And you chose to stay, even after I told you everything. That means something, even if you didn't say a word. You don't need to. Not yet. I've seen this moment before. Once. A flicker. Back when I was still trying to resist getting close to you. I remember walking past this office window, seeing two shadows inside, voices muffled by the storm. I didn't stop. I couldn't bear to watch. But now I know that shadow was you, and the one sitting next to you was me. I must have looped right past this future without realizing it was the one worth fighting for. You know, out of all the timelines I've lived, this is the one that makes me want to stay. No resets, no corrections, only you. I wonder if that scares you. Knowing someone's seen all the worst things that could have happened to you, all the endings that nearly were. But I think maybe part of you always sensed it. How I was never just some quiet coworker in the background. How I always showed up a little too conveniently. How I looked at you like I already knew the way you'd react. Because I did. I do. Okay, that sounded creepier than I meant it to. But you get what I'm saying, right? You're not just someone I chose once. You're someone I kept choosing. Even when it hurt. Even when I thought it might destroy everything I tried to protect. But you're worth that risk. Always were. There's more I should tell you about what happens if I stay too long in one timeline. About the others who don't want this version of us to exist. But not tonight. Tonight's for staying still. For this one perfect thread of reality where you're here. And I'm not too late. You're not alone anymore. Can I sit closer? Thanks. You're warm. You always were. I've missed this. Even if we've never done it before. I don't know what happens next. I'm not supposed to know. And honestly, for once, I don't want to. I just want to stay. Right here. For as long as the universe lets me. You stayed, so I will too.